It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show this morning here at KISS. Georgina Walker, celebrity psychic, on the air with us this morning, talking dead.
Talk to the dead. Are you ready, Georgina? Meet Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Good. You want to contact someone you've lost, but Georgina does not know the relationship of this person, so she's tapped in and she's going to give you the messages that she's been receiving. Georgina, take it away.
You ready to go, Gigi?
Yes, sure am.
You getting anything? Is the door open?
Again, we get a song. And I'm sorry, but that's how it goes.
Don't apologise. Just give us what you get.
The very first song I heard was Babyface, You've Got the Cutest Little Babyface. It's a very old song. Yeah. Chris probably doesn't even know it.
I know. Do you want me to sing it? Babyface, you got the cutest little baby. You don't like that, Jackie?
I know the song, but okay, I can't say I'm a fan.
And I saw booties, and I wondered if this person was saying that Chris was his baby, or there was a baby on the way.
No.
I felt that this gentleman, I presume it's a man, Georges, wore a gold chain around his neck, or a heavy chain, because I felt, oh my God, I'm way down. You know, like I felt like it must have been really heavy, not like an El Cheapo Target special. as I'm drawn to the neck. And then I heard the most amazing laughter in the spirit world, like they were having this great big celebration. I thought this man was very loud when he was alive, and it was like, oh, my God, we're getting through today. We're going to have a party. And it was like they were throwing a party, and there was so much music going on and so much dancing. And then he showed me a dragon, and I didn't know if he liked St. George the Dragon, or there was somebody by the name of George, or there was George the Saint's Day. But anyway, just showed me a dragon as an indicator. And then I thought he was a good-looking man when he was younger.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, there was a bit of a ticket on this man, because there was a sense of leaning up against a car, and I heard that, and I think there's a photo of him leaning up against the car, thinking he's like, I might got the feeling of hot. And he actually said to me, when I said, oh, you look hot, and he said, hot, yeah, all right. And then I heard the song, Meatball, Footballs, Holding Cars, you know that one? And I wondered, oh, it was an ad. One thing you don't know is an ad.
Yeah. It was an ad, was it?
Football, meat pies, holding cars.
I know, that sort of rings a bell.
So it was confirming to me that it was a car that he was up against. And then he showed me curly hair, and he actually touched this guy, what's his name, Chris's head, and he touches his head and said, my son, and laughs so loud. What have you done to your beautiful curls? So I feel that this guy is obviously, his hair is very, very different than what he was like when he was born. and he talks about a son having his name, and I wondered if it was a child to come that or had already been born that will hold his name, because the next minute I heard the other song called Papa. It was a very old song, and I thought that's a connection that he's indicating that he's going to be a grandfather.
Do you ever hear any Britney Spears songs?
See, the people over are pretty spirit-dying.
Really. Oh, they're showing you old songs.
Songs.
No Taylor Swift, nothing.
No Taylor Swift. And he talks about that this young man, Chris, was the apple of his eye and still is the apple of his eye, but he needs to watch his spending. He said he needs to be conservative. And the next minute he showed me one of those building tape measures that, you know, the builders have, you pull out and you measure things on a house. And I questioned if this person was building something, and that's what he was worried about, that he needed to be conservative with building. He then showed me sugar cane, and I had like a piece of sugar cane, and I didn't know if there had been a trip to the sugar cane fields, or their family at one stage had been connected, working on the land. And then he kisses Chris's forehead, and I thought Chris did that to him as a farewell gesture. And then I thought of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So I thought that this was a father and son vibration.
Okay.
So Chris, was it your father that you were trying to get in contact with?
Man, I don't really believe in any of this stuff, but I can tell you right now, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to go do this shit, because that was so real, man.
Wow.
Really?
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Me and my wife are trying for a baby. I'm just going to rattle it all out.
Yeah, please do.
For a baby. We did have a miscarriage, but we think we're pregnant at the moment, because my wife is charting her downstairs area like a concentration camp, and it's mimicking quite closely to when we had our other son, which actually has the middle name my father gave me as King. So that's the name we share. The gold chain. My dad would have given Liberace and Mr. T a run for their money with the gold chain.
No way, really?
Hold on a second. My dad's brother passed a while ago. He changed his football team to the Dragons, but my dad left me in his will a gold chain that was a dragon that I still
have.
Photo that's on the mantle is him posing in front of a Rolls Royce with his arms out saying, come and get me.
So that's the photo in front of the car, yep.
I'm not even lying. The only photo I've got up of him at the moment is him standing in front of a limo in his suit, come at me, bro, look. He's the only one.
Wow. Look at me.
Yeah. He was hot. He said he was hot.
He thought he was, was. Even when he put the weight on, he still thought he was.
Yeah.
Same here.
all of that stuff is,
That's unbelievable.
Every single thing she said then, I was just like, yep.
I'm telling you, that this. I met this woman 15 years ago. She did the same thing to me. I never believed
in
any of this.
That stuff couldn't really relate generic stuff.
What about the tape measure and you spending?
We just did renos on the house that blew over.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I didn't want to say that one, though.
Yeah.
Well, your dad knew you were conservative.
Did you have curly hair?
I've just recently straightened my curly hair.
Oh!
Wow.
Too good.
Unbelievable.
That is just so crazy.
But my dad used to always say to me, curls get the girls.
And that's
what he always used to say to me. But I don't know. I've tried something new. I've been going to the same hairdresser for ages, and I just constantly shave my head. And I thought, before my hair actually goes grey or falls out, I should try and style it. So I've got the sort of line on the side with the comb over.
Yes. Everyone's sporting that good look. Yes. Wow. Look at that. Geez, you do it again. You've done it again.
And the sugar cane, was there a connection with the sugar cane?
Well, the only thing I can think of there is one of two things. There's a lot of my parents are from Mauritius, which is one of their major exports there. But I've actually never been back. But yesterday, me and my wife were actually discussing planning a trip there. That was sort of the only thing I could sort of really connect with that.
Yep.
Well, don't go pushing your luck, Gigi. No. It's a winner as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, he knows about your heck, That's not very impressed.
Happy we could help you out there, man. Isn't that fascinating, isn't it? It's unbelievable. If you want to meet Georgina.
That photo was a trip.
That's
really
a trip.
Trippy.
Yeah.
GeorginaWalker.com is her website address, or you can contact us here at KISS for a freebie reading.
Yeah.
Love a freebie.
Yeah.
Oh, we all love it.
Yeah. Just like Chris got. Well done, Georgina. We'll see you next week.
For sure.
Georgina Walker this morning here at KISS.